Yes, sir, Monitor Beacon, ain't that the truth? Joe Garagiola here. You know, people send me clippings all the time, and I appreciate the clippings I get, and they just want me to stay up with the latest with the hair pieces. And I don't know why they do that, but they do send them to me, and I want to pass this on to you. Did you know that a famous maker of hair pieces for men announced this week that one of his biggest sellers is one he advertised as, get this now, short military reserve wigs for long hairs? You know who buys a lot of them? Young stockbrokers who wear the wigs on the job. The group is the Carnival. The song is La Ya La Da Ya. Country is not exactly the surfing season, but it's okay if you enjoy your surfing from the comfortable seat of a movie theater. Remember now, the key word there was enjoy. Now think about that as you listen to what's new at the Flicks from Monitor's movie critic Gene Shalit.
Surfing is a pastime for the young, but it's exciting for anybody to watch. All you need to surf are big waves and a surfboard and a lenient insurance man. A couple of years ago, there was a beautiful movie about surfing called The Endless Summer. That was an around-the-world search for the perfect wave, and it was told eloquently and filmed, almost, it seemed, miraculously. Well, in Hollywood, if somebody does something well, there's no reason why you shouldn't do it again badly. So here comes a poor copy, and it's called Follow Me. Two fellas and a girl take their surfboards and head for Portugal. They don't do very well in Portugal, so they go to Morocco. Well, you know the answer in Morocco. So here we are in Ceylon, always looking for big waves, but mostly finding elephants and camels. Until finally they're in Japan, where they're reduced to trying to surf in an indoor swimming pool. They don't seem to me to be particularly good surfers either, which matches their acting ability. The only time Follow Me is at all interesting is when they sweep into some gigantic waves off Hawaii. But I'm not even sure that was them on screen. Perhaps by this time, like the audience, they had lost interest. Follow Me is a shallow movie with no reason for having been made, and I can't fathom why anybody made it. Only half of this surfboard movie succeeds. Surf? No. Board? Yes. This is Gene Shalit for Monitor.
Okay, Gene, whatever you say. Some people say it was when a picture goes bad, it bombed. In surfing circles, it'd be a wipeout. Either way, it figures. Right, Gene? Here's a brand new one from Vic Damone, and we're happy to have it on Monitor. The song is Don't Let Me Go.
I can see you have stars in your eyes for a love that is new. I can see you believe what you say when you say we are through. What of me? Am I yesterday's dream that is over today? I don't know what will come of my life if you send me away. Don't let me go. I'll lose my way without you by my side. Don't let me go. Let me stay. Let me stay. Oh, my love, let me stay. Why say goodbye to a beautiful dream that we made all our own? Go your way, just as long as one day you'll come running back home. Don't think of this as just one of those things, just a passing affair. For one day you'll return when you know that your heart really cares. Don't let me go. I lose my way without you by my side. Don't let me go. Let me stay. Let me stay. Oh, my love, let me stay. I recall all the world that was ours from the day that we met. After all, when you love like I love, could you ever forget? Maybe I should be stronger than this. I should leave you and then spend my life longing just for your arms to embrace me again. Don't let me go.
Now, this may come as a big surprise to losers at the racetrack, but horses do gallop. They do. And this will surprise you, too. So do gourmets. I mean gallop. What I really mean is galloping gourmets gallop. I tell you, before I start sounding like him, here's Monitor's galloping gourmet, Graham Kerr, remembering the good old days.
Nowadays, it seems to me that food stores don't come up with some of the things that our grandmothers used to do. which is probably just as well. You wouldn't like to see that on sale. But it is vanilla sugar that I really wanted to discuss with you, because if you've got a large 7-pound, or even larger, 14-pound, I mean, it normally follows, it must be slightly larger, 14-pound biscuit tin, and fill that with 14 pounds of sugar, and take one Tahitian vanilla pod, or Madagascan, if you're that way inclined, and thrust it, like D'Artagnan, into the middle of the sugar, and leave it there for only 7 days. What will happen is you'll never find the vanilla pod. It's funny, but I mean, no, you go and you search for it, you take it out, needle in a 14-pound biscuit tin, and then your whole sugar in that tin is flavored with vanilla. And it is a marvelous thing, this slightly vanilla-flavored sugar, even in coffee. Graham Kerr, the NBC Monitor.
Okay, Graham Kerr, vanilla sugar. Sounds like a good idea. I like the way he talks. Don't you like the way he talks? That's the Galloping Gourmet, and he's got a lot of good ideas, too. Weekends on Monitor, weekday mornings on NBC Radio. Peter, Paul, and Mary sing next, so stay on the Monitor Beacon.
You buy insurance to protect yourself or your property, and the New York State insurance laws work to see that you get the protection you purchase. Here's a good example of how our insurance laws function in your behalf. A new law, effective January the 1st, 1969, restricts cancellation of your automobile insurance by the company or refusal to renew your policy by the company. Under this law, automobile insurance policies in force for more than 60 days may be canceled during the first year of the policy for only two reasons: revocation or suspension of an operator's license, or non-payment of premium. The law also requires the renewal of policies under specific reasons are stated in the company's notice of non-renewal, or unless the notice states that the reasons will be furnished on request. The New York State Insurance Department says this law applies to your comprehensive, collision, medical payments, and other auto insurance coverages, which formally could be canceled without explanation.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
At 20 minutes after the Monitor Hour, here's Mary and the two guys she's always hanging around with, Peter and Paul.
Truth with all its far-out schemes, it's time to decide what it should mean. It's not the time, but just the dreams that die.
And sometimes when the moon is still, time with so much truth to give, leaves you by the windowsill sometimes.
Without a wing,
take you high,
without a clue,
tell you why,
now I just want to keep my name, not bother anybody's game, without ideas of gold and fame or insane heights.
I don't want a lot of money, I don't want fame or bunnies, just let all of me, honey.
I want to prove no mountains that I need to move, or even play with war. Pits the rich against the poor, while Paul is buried along before the fight. But what was wrong? But what was right? It's just the strong.
Monitor Sports, and my guest today on Monitor's Open Line is Wesley Pavilon, the chairman of the board of the Milwaukee Bucks of the National Basketball Association, who made each of his players a capitalist this week by giving them 10 shares of club stock. Wes, what prompted you to distribute this stock?
Well, the terrific effort of the ball players, Joe, and the unique structure of the Buck organization in the way that the company was formed insofar as its capitalization. It's a publicly owned company, and we have the ability to make the ball players and coaches and other members of the staff part owners of the club, just as I'm an owner of the club.
Everything you own, you structure it that way.
Yes. Originally, the first company that I founded, Career Academy, which is on the American Stock Exchange, was founded with that very thought in mind. We feel that ownership is a part of the American system, and it gives the incentive necessary for all employees to work that much harder.
Boy, I should say it will, but what about when they get traded now, what happens?
We didn't think in terms of trading, Joe. This team at the present time is a unit, and should in the future one of the ball players be traded or one of the other recipients no longer be with the club, the stock is still theirs.
But again, it looks like you're trying to start a ball player, but if he gets traded to another ball club and goes to the Knicks, he can't very well own stock in the Milwaukee Bucks.
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, since our stock is publicly traded, one of the Knicks could go out and, at the present time, purchase shares of stock in the Bucks.
Uh-huh. Wes, not asking you to do humility or being modest. You are a millionaire, yes or no? Yes.
I've been accused of that, Joe.
Okay, how did you make your money? Because you seem to be so concerned for other people. Like in your other business, you have the janitor. They all participate. The players participate. How'd you make your money? Did your father own the store?
Oh, no. I started right in the streets, just like you did, Joe, and started the company at age 21 and worked hard and was very fortunate that it was successful and pyramided that company into a number of companies.
You've done a great job, and that's going. You've done a great job of taking care of people who work for you and with you. Wes, thank you for taking time out to talk to us. We really appreciate it, and again, congratulations on a pioneer move.
Thank you very much, Joe.
We've been talking to Wesley Pavilon, the chairman of the board of the Milwaukee Bucks of the NBA. He's been a guest on Monitor's Open Line. And just a reminder now, next weekend, Monitor will be in California for on-the-spot progress reports on the Bing Crosby National Pro-Amateur Golf Tournament. owns his great orchestra, Oh Happy Day. And that's what they all say in Jackson, Mississippi, when station WJDX brings them Monitor every weekend, serving most of Mississippi and parts of Louisiana and Alabama. We'll interrupt the meeting right here for a couple of moments while all NBC stations identify themselves. After that, we'll be right back. My name, Joe Garagiola.
An unprecedented three-hour news special, The Danger Within, a study of disunity in America. Join Bill Ryan and Frank McGee tonight on the NBC Radio Network.
BC 1970. Ba, 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 ba.
And that's where you are, and it's the best spot in this weekend world to keep up with what's happening and what's new. My name, Joe Garagiola. Hey, you know, there's something new in playgrounds. They've got one now, outdoors now, and it's lined with amusement park funhouse mirrors. Have you heard about the foam rubber furniture that fits together like a jigsaw puzzle? Well, you will in just a couple of minutes. The fifth shall be first. The fifth dimension I'm talking about.
You hold fire, I'm mad with desire. You're my favorite one. Got me cooking with the fever. Got my love running for the sun. Running for the sun. I feel so high. I feel like I'm hitting. So throw it away.
Monitor Frank Blair for the American Trucking Associations with the latest word on new designs for leisure living. Frank and his guest in just a moment.
Better truck design, better driver training, constant safety inspections, all have helped trucks earn the best safety records on the highway. America's trucking industry is always working to put the safest drivers in the safest trucks. Better safety. That's what we're driving for.
That's what trucks are driving for. That's what trucks are driving for.
We'll get the latest word on some new designs for leisure living from our guest, William Katavalos, chairman of the Design Correlations Department, Parsons School of Design. Mr. Katavalos, each year the Armco Steel Company sponsors a student design program devoted to a particular theme, and this year's subject was leisure time. What kinds of ideas did the students come up with?
Well, the students came up with a great variety of ideas, but mainly they were leisure furniture, leisure homes, and new ideas for playgrounds. In fact, one of the playground ideas is now being employed by the United Nations Children's School.
So what does this new UN school playground offer children that the conventional playground doesn't?
Well, we started out with an ordinary, very ordinary space over there, which had concrete floors and concrete walls and brick facades, so that it became necessary to do something with it. I think where we differ from the regular playgrounds is that we turned the walls into big reflecting mirrors using steel plates. We made the concrete floor. We turned that with a grass rug, which covered the entire area, which made it much more, safer for the kids to play on. We brought in big styrofoam blocks and had them carved in the forms. We had the children participate in this.
You didn't have any of the conventional swings and slides?
They were ruled out. The children really didn't want them, and they weren't safe in this particular play space.
What's the advantage of the styrofoam forms?
They allow the children to crawl through them and on them to recreate play spaces as they want them. In other words, they can pretend that these shapes are anything that they want them to be.
Kids are the greatest actors in the world, aren't they? Tell me more about these steel mirrors. What do they really do?
They came early in the project. We noticed that the children enjoyed seeing their shapes being distorted. So this led us to putting a whole series of mirrors on the walls, each one doing a different form of distortion. And the children love them.
Sort of like the funhouse.
Very much so. Yeah.
Let's move on to new leisure designs for adults. Tell us about the student ideas for indoor-outdoor furniture.
Well, one of the key things, the students are calling it the Parsons Cube. This was a big 5-foot block of foam rubber cut up very much like a three-dimensional jigsaw puzzle. And it can be pulled apart to create all kinds of stools and hassocks and pallets and lounges of all kinds. And during the process, it looks like sculpture. So no matter what state that it's in, it's always very attractive and comfortable.
And for storage, I gather it could be pushed together?
Yes, that's the idea. It's all pushed back together into a 5-foot cube.
And where would you use this kind of furniture?
Well, I would say on the patio, around the pool, and on porches and in TV rooms.
Is this good to look at?
Oh, it's beautiful.
We've heard about design students' new concepts in leisure living from William Katavalos, chairman of the Design Correlations Department, Parsons School of Design. This is Frank Blair for Monitor, and now this word for the American Trucking Associations.
That's what trucks are driving for.
Most of us look forward eagerly to the world of the future we've all heard so much about. A world of leisure homes and play environments. A place where we're free to pursue something other than a paycheck. And where all the goods and services we want are easily available. But even in that best of all possible worlds, chances are there will still be a lot of work for trucks. Or else, how would those leisure homes get built? And who would deliver all those easily available goods? A leisure world may well be on its way, but when it arrives, it will probably come by truck. Better service, that's what we're driving for.
That's what trucks are driving for. That's what trucks are driving for. That's what trucks are driving for.
Next week on Monitor, the American Trucking Associations again present Frank Blair, right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Nearly 5,000 institutions of higher learning in the United States have been approved by the Veterans Administration and state agencies for GI training. Many of these colleges and universities make special arrangements for veterans, despite waiting lists and enrollment deadlines. If you are a veteran just returning home, find out about your opportunities for college under the GI Bill. Do it as soon as you get that uniform off, and perhaps you can enroll as a special student now without waiting for a new term to start. Do it before you get lost in some dead-end job that doesn't measure up to your ability or ambition. The Veterans Administration can provide GI Bill information and assistance, so get in touch with VA today. Variable cloudiness and cold tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight in the low 20s, high tomorrow around 30. Precipitation probability 20% tonight and tomorrow. Outlook for Tuesday, partly cloudy and continued cold.
WNBC,
Radio 660, New York.
You're traveling through the weekend world with Monitor. In case you're wondering, the correct time right now, 16 minutes before the Monitor Hour. And if you're wondering just how far Monitor travels on a given weekend, our singers will set you straight.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea. It's Monitor in 1970.
If you're looking for a brand new song from Leapy Lee, where's he been? You've come to the right place. It's titled Good Morning.
Now I found you, I'll surround you with love and kisses forevermore. And as I take you in my arms, dear, then I awake to find I'm lying on the floor. Good morning.
Consumer revolution going on. I'm sure you're familiar with it, and this week it gained a little more momentum. Last week that just passed, they held a convention in Washington for housewives and consumers. And the reason they did it is pretty simple, was to make new, more effective plans to fight fraud and deception in the nation's marketplace. For details of this consumer convention and excerpts from two of the speakers who attended, here's Paul Duke, NBC News, Washington.
The sponsors predicted about 700 persons would attend, but they were off base. Actually, almost 1,000 showed up. But Ralph Nader, the keynote speaker, warned against complacency, noting there are thousands of lawyers and lobbyists in Washington representing private interests, only a handful the public interest. And Nader also criticized President Nixon for not devoting more time to consumer matters.
It is time for the consumer movement to take stock of its own powerlessness and not confuse verbal and symbolic momentums, such as new toothless laws with no funding and enforcement, with true progress. Let us concede, quite frankly, that the consumer movement has received far less attention from the president than the University of Texas football team or any host of golfers, comedians, athletes, and actors who have claimed many hours of his valuable time.
Virginia Naur, the president's consumer consultant, sat stony-faced as Nader voiced his criticism. Then she rose and rejected any notion the administration is sitting idly by, at the same time acknowledging there is much to be done.
In the final analysis, we, the Nixon administration, will be judged on one thing and one thing alone, on what we accomplish. Consumer problems range from fat and hot dogs to environmental contamination, from empty warranties to unsafe products, from untested medical devices to cyclamates. The list is endless. The scope and variety of complaints to our office is spiraling. The number of consumer complaints has more than doubled this past year. Fraud, deception, misrepresentation, misleading information, shoddy products, the runaround, too often are the rule and not the exception.
On Friday, a Senate subcommittee held a hearing in the convention hall and heard consumer representatives tick off various complaints. Lee Richardson of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, talked about the effectiveness or ineffectiveness of the truth in packaging law.
Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola talk about their king-size cartons. Their advertisements reflect this, the idea that they have these larger-size containers in which the drink comes. But I found, by sheer accident, as a lonely consumer, without the assistance of my wife, that the so-called king-size carton in some states is a 12-ounce bottle, and in other states you get a 10-ounce bottle. But it's king-size. Now, Senator, I live in a 10-ounce state. Now, to me, this situation reflects a sort of a violation, at least, of the spirit of fairness, if that is a meaningful word, in our packaging law.
The convention underscored one point. The consumer's voice is being heard in the land these days, and increasingly it's a loud and clear voice demanding more protection for the buyer. This is Paul Duke for Monitor in Washington.
It's pretty interesting whether you live in a 10-ounce or a 12-ounce state, isn't it? And, you know, I know Ralph Nader doesn't need any advice, but just a little bit from me, he better lay off that Texas football team or he's going to find out the football players come in king-size, jumbo, and big jumbo size. Ralph Nader, I was supposed to make a speech with him about, 2 weeks ago down in Louisville, Kentucky. He didn't show up. You know what the rumor was? That his car broke down. At any rate, we're going to have some music now. I'm sure it's coming up, and here it is from Peggy Lee, dedicated to Ralph Nader, Love Story.
I like your brother. I like your mother. I like you. And you like me too. We'll get a preacher. You.
some advice for our skier friends. If you're a first-time skier this season, before you hit the slopes now, prepare yourself. In other words, don't just read the book. It isn't enough. Build up your leg muscles. Take a lesson. Then you stand a better chance of not getting hurt. Of course, now if your cast comes off next week, you really don't need this advice, right? Another new one on monitor, it was John Barry's orchestra playing On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
World news and late information, next on this monitor station. World news and late information, next on this monitor station.
So stay on the line and you'll stay with it. Joe Garagiola here.